At number 8, Zell Secundus. In the 40K universe, not all worlds are created equal. Some are so hostile, so brutally unforgiving, that just staying alive is a full-time war. These are the death worlds, planets where survival is almost impossible. Take Zell Secundus, for example. This planet is a classified death world located in the Zell system of the Calixis sector. It is primarily known for its extreme geothermal instability and highly toxic atmosphere. Volcanic activity is almost constant here, with eruptions, ash storms, and sulfuric rainfall posing continuous hazards to both infrastructure and personnel. Prolonged exposure to the open environment results in chemical burns and respiratory failure within seconds. Yet despite these harsh conditions, some mining operations continue in the polar regions, where geological activity is a bit less intense. Workers live in sealed, pressure-resistant habitats and depend on heavy-duty crust scraper machines to dig out industrial-grade sulfur and silicate compounds from volcanic slag. It's crucial to stick to strict filtration and seal maintenance protocols at all times, and if there's even a single failure in the system, be it mechanical or human, it can lead to deadly exposure. The planet's limited ecosystem is hostile to human life, and the most dangerous native organism is the Ossidex, a massive blind arthropod that navigates by sound and vibration. About the size of a small shuttlecraft, it can burrow through solid rock and breach habitat facilities in mere seconds. Sightings near active zones are rare, but are treated as a serious threat. Living on Zell Secundus means following procedures on the dot. You check seals twice a day, log air quality every hour, and never step outside the habitat without permission. The only sounds you hear are machines, alarms, and the ground shaking. Zell Secundus is last on this list because, despite its inhabitants being in constant fear, the polar regions are still habitable and there are functioning settlements. At number 7, Indiga. A death world in the Segmentum Ultima, Indiga was once a lavish game reserve for the planetary governor, Constantine Argoy. The planet was equipped with containment fields and holding facilities meant to display dangerous creatures gathered from all over the Imperium. However, that setup came crashing down when a tectonic event triggered widespread containment failures, unleashing thousands of deadly beasts into the wild. Since then, Indiga has undergone rapid ecological collapse and uncontrolled evolution. The released predators interbred and adapted to their new environment, giving rise to numerous aggressive Xenos hybrids and unstable species. The planet's jungle terrain grows quickly and decays just as rapidly, producing an unstable ecosystem that shifts constantly. Most of the native terrain is ruled by hostile megafauna, with carnosaurs and scaled xenoforms acting as apex threats. The few humans who remain have taken refuge in heavily fortified mobile settlements. These crawler habitats are always on the move to avoid being overwhelmed. Any structure that stays still is seen as weak and is usually abandoned or destroyed. The Astra Militarum regiments formed on Indiga are known as the Indigan Prefects. Their training emphasizes large beast confrontations and rapid response survival tactics. Failing in training can be a death sentence, with unfit recruits left behind during relocation cycles. Living on Indiga means treating every sound as a potential threat. You never sleep without a weapon by your side, and you avoid walking the same path twice. The ground trembles when something is hunting nearby, and your survival depends on staying one step ahead. Indiga ranks 7th on the list because human life is still technically possible, as long as strict environmental protocols and mobile defense strategies are in place. At number 6, Krieg. Known throughout the Imperium as the stronghold of the Death Corps regiments of the Astra Militarum, Krieg is a grim death world in the Segmentum Tempestus. The planet is characterized by its toxic mud, irradiated skies, and nuclear fallout. Once labeled a hive world, Krieg descended into chaos during the final days of the Horus Heresy. In response to a planetary-scale rebellion, loyalist forces led by Colonel Jurton unleashed atomic weapons directly onto its surface. The resulting firestorms and environmental collapse made Krieg uninhabitable above ground, but the survivors retreated underground, establishing a militarized society. Children are grown in artificial birthing facilities and trained from a young age for service in the Imperial Guard. Most never receive a personal name, only numerical designations and unit assignments. Life expectancy is short, and death in service is considered the only meaningful end. On Krieg, survival means never witnessing the sky. You eat, train, and sleep in concrete corridors illuminated by dim red lights. Your first breath is of filtered air, your first words are bound by oaths. You'll fight and perish without any fanfare, because here, the greatest honor is to become just another body on the front lines. Krieg stands among the Imperium's most unforgiving death worlds, not due to sudden environmental hazards, but because death has been woven into the very fabric of life. At number 5, Nocturne. As a volcanic death world in the Segmentum Ultima, Nocturne's geology is anything but stable thanks to the gravitational pull of its massive moon, Prometheus. Every 15 years, this tidal interaction triggers a planetary event known as the Time of Trial. During this period, massive earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, and global tidal surges devastate the surface. These cycles regularly destroy infrastructure, disrupt ecosystems, and force the inhabitants to go underground for long periods. The atmosphere here is thick with ash and radioactive particles, leading to failed crops, dying livestock, and a drastic drop in surface livability. The only places that offer any semblance of stability are the sanctuary cities, subterranean settlements shielded by void technology and overseen by the Salamander's chapter of the Adeptus Astartes, who also recruit from the dwindling population. Nocturne's landscape is characterized by volcanic plains, glassy ridges, and acidic rivers. The native wildlife is large, territorial, and often deadly. Fire drakes can be found near geothermal hotspots, while sereworms and scorpiads roam the rocky wastelands. Even the herd creatures, like saurochs, pose a threat, especially in groups, and aspiring salamanders must learn to survive and hunt these predators as part of their initiation trials. Living on Nocturne means waking up each day uncertain if the ground beneath you will hold steady. You learn to walk across scorched stone and breathe through ash. Every horizon glows with lava, and every moment outside the walls feels like a countdown. Nocturne ranks fifth because it doesn't fight fair. It gives you time to build a life, maybe even hope. Then it turns and tears it all down in predictable, catastrophic intervals. At number 4, Fear. Classified as both Death World and Penal World, Fear is located in the Calixis sector. Although it seems like a paradise, with dense forests, clean oceans, and temperate air, its ecosystem is among the deadliest in the Imperium. Discovered after the Angevin Crusade, it was rapidly designated uninhabitable due to extreme biospheric toxicity. The native flora and fauna are packed with complex gene toxins. Just a tiny bit from a spore, bite, or sting can trigger rapid organ failure. There are no vaccines or antidotes in sight, and even a quick exposure to unfiltered air is risky. One of the most terrifying creatures on Fear is the Fear Cat, a stealthy, four-legged predator that's as efficient as it is lethal. About the size of a Terran pony, these carnivorous felines can stalk their prey without a sound and have been linked to mysterious psychic deaths among Imperial psykers. Despite the dangers, Fear still captures the interest of the Adeptus Mechanicus. They extract its biohazards for research and industrial purposes. A penal facility on the surface employs convict labor under strict supervision, with all operations remotely managed from a Mechanicus station on a nearby moon. If you're living on Fear, you're going to be in a sealed environment suit 24/7. Touching the local wildlife is completely off-limits, and while the suits, void shields, and air systems are all managed remotely, if things get out of hand, the tech priests can simply cut off your air supply. Fear ranks fourth because, while long-term survival is technically possible, it requires absolute control. Any slip-up in gear is a matter of life and death. At number 3, Baal. Baal is a notorious death world found in the Ultima Segmentum, closely tied to the Blood Angels chapter of the Adeptus Astartes. This planet, along with its twin moons, Baal Prime and Baal Secundus, was ravaged by nuclear and biological warfare during the Dark Age of Technology. The landscape of Baal is a harsh mix of irradiated sand dunes, pockmarked plains, and unstable rock formations. The indigenous human populations have been pushed into a nomadic, tribal lifestyle, many of them suffering from severe mutations and chronic illnesses due to their exposure. The Blood Angels exclusively recruit from these resilient tribes, believing they can endure the grueling gene seed transformation. During the devastation of Baal, Hive Fleet Leviathan launched a huge invasion. The two moons ended up lifeless, and Baal itself experienced unimaginable ecological harm. The atmosphere was polluted with Terranid spores. While the Blood Angels with other Imperial forces were able to push back the Xenos, it came with a heavy toll. Living on Baal means growing up in a wasteland where food is a luxury, the air is toxic, and every injury could lead to mutation. You're constantly battling for clean water, struggling to keep your sanity, and if not, the wasteland will claim you. Baal holds the third spot because it just keeps pushing through, even after all the irreversible damage it's faced. The chapter continues to run its fortress monastery and draws in recruits from the remaining tribal groups. At number 2, Fenris. A volcanic death world located in the Segmentum Solar, Fenris is known as the homeworld of the Space Wolves chapter of the Adeptus Astartes. Its orbit is highly unstable, leading to extreme seasonal shifts that make long-term survival difficult across most of the surface. Every great year, the planet experiences catastrophic environmental changes. When it drifts closer to its sun, temperatures spike, triggering widespread volcanic activity and boiling oceans. Entire landmasses can be flooded or destroyed in a matter of days. When it swings away, the planet plunges into a deep freeze. Most of the population survives in isolated tribal communities, often relocated or wiped out by floods, quakes, or hostile wildlife. The only region with stability is Asaheim, a northern landmass protected by high cliffs and thick ice shelves. This is where the Space Wolves maintain their fortress monastery called the Fang. This death world is also home to a variety of large and highly aggressive creatures. Thunderwolves, krakens, sea dragons, and fire-breathing worms are just a few of the apex predators that roam its land and seas. These creatures are so dangerous that even the local Space Marine chapter uses them as part of their recruitment trials. If you were to live on Fenris, day-to-day survival depends mainly on your ability to endure both the environment and the wildlife. You'd likely live in a small tribal group, constantly on the move or rebuilding after the latest disaster. Hunting, defending your camp, and simply staying warm would consume most of your life. Food is scarce, medical care is non-existent, and natural disasters could strike without warning. Fenris ranks second on this list because, while limited survival is possible, the sheer scale of its natural disasters and hostile wildlife makes it nearly unlivable without constant vigilance and combat readiness. At number 1, Catachan. Catachan is officially classified as a death world, and with good reason. It is located in the Segmentum Ultima, and from orbit, the planet appears lush and vibrant, but nearly every aspect of its biosphere is deadly to human life. There are human settlements, but they need constant rebuilding. The local plant life can corrode armor, weaken structures, and spew out toxic spores that wreak havoc on environmental systems. Many of these biological threats are clever, adapting to counter human efforts. Take the brain leaf, for instance, a parasitic plant that latches onto a victim's skull with neurothorns, hijacking their motor functions and turning them into a living part of the jungle. Then there's the Catachan Devil, a gigantic arthropod that can tunnel through fortified structures and wipe out entire squads in mere seconds. Other dangers include feral grox herds, venomous snake-like creatures such as the coiling death cobra and barking toads, amphibians that explode when startled, unleashing a massive cloud of neurotoxin that can penetrate sealed armor. Despite the risks, a small human population manages to survive here. These locals make up the Catachan Jungle Fighters, elite regiments of the Astra Militarum sent to the most dangerous battlefields. During the Indomitus Crusade, the planet successfully fended off a chaos invasion without any outside help. By the time Imperial reinforcements showed up, the local forces and the planet's fauna had already dealt with the demonic threat. Living on Catachan means your daily survival hinges on constant perimeter checks, early warning traps, and strict environmental discipline. Every step outside your shelter could lead to an ambush. You'd need to actively hunt for food, filter water every day, and even the simplest tasks come with the risk of being poisoned, crushed, or eaten. Catachan takes the top spot because no other death world poses such a combination of lethal challenges. Even the Imperium labeled it as the ultimate death world, the deadliest of them all. Thanks for watching until the end. Click here to check out another video and see you in the next one.